You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Welcome to How to Tour Italy with your host, Anthony Capozzoli. Anthony's passion for Italy is contagious. His dream is to bring Italy to life for people everywhere and to help them embrace the wonderful Italian lifestyle at home. Now, with How to Tour Italy, let's welcome travel expert, guidebook author, photographer, and radio host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Hi, everybody. This is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show, and we are doing a segment live here from the very top of Positano. Let me begin by saying this. If God came to Earth and had to go to one restaurant to eat, he would come here to La Tagliata. Let me tell you this right now. It was the single best meal I've ever had in my whole life at a restaurant. I mean, it was without exception, start to finish. And what I mean, first of all, the view is something to behold. It's spectacular. You come in here, it's a family place, but the view here is something that you would pay a lot of money for. And the best part about the restaurant, they make you feel so at home that you don't even realize anymore that you're at a restaurant. You feel like you're at somebody's home. And the food, I should tell you, the pasta, and we ate so much. First of all, I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm so excited about how wonderful everything was. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually introduce Peppino, which is the most important thing, and then we're going to talk about the food first. So let me just say, Peppino is, his family owns La Tagliata. So welcome to the show, Peppino.
Ciao, buongiorno, sono Peppino.
No, parla italiano, por favor.
Parla italiano?
Sì.
Niente, noi siamo qua per disposizione dei nostri clienti, qualunque cosa per il signore Welcome, siamo a completa disposizione su tutto, ok?
Let me translate for Peppino. Basically, he's saying we're here always at full disposal of our clients, waiting for you with a good, let's say, good heart and with a lot of friendship. So come and join us. We welcome you in.
That is absolutely the case. I mean, when you walk in out front, you have to kind of know how to get here. But this is the kind of place you should seek out and get a hold of Giovanni from Benvenuto Limos, and he'll take you up here to make sure that you get up here okay. We're going to be interviewing Giovanni after the segment here with Peppino with the restaurant. But let's maybe kind of walk through the whole meal if that's okay. At the beginning, we had an array of some of the best appetizer antipasti that we've had so far. So maybe we can talk a bit about some of the food that we had at the beginning, the antipasti or the appetizers, because they were phenomenal and more than you could possibly imagine. But you have to leave room because there's so much good to happen, not only for the antipasti but the primi piatti, the secondi piatti, and the dolci. Everything is amazing. So. And I should point out too that almost all the food that you eat is grown in the garden very nearby the restaurant here by the family. So it's more than you can take in almost. I mean, it's such a kind of a sensory overload with the way that it tastes and the smell and how well you're treated here. This is this should make your, if you're only in Positano for the day, forget about everything else and come here. It's that good. So maybe talk a bit about, if it's okay, the antipasti and some of the dishes that we had. Forse primo in italiano and dopo in inglese.
Allora, qui è un'azienda familiare, qui il cuoco è mamma e papà, allora.
This is a family business. My mother and father are cooking and myself and my brother Vincenzo are serving at the table.
Noi qui non abbiamo il menù, signori, per qua. Il cuoco è mamma e papà, il menù non esiste.
We don't really have a menu, just in the morning, mom and dad wake up.
Quello che preparano le verdure, tutte le cose nostre dell'orto, noi facciamo provare per i clienti.
What there is fresh of the day that they pick in the garden, our garden that we grow, they cook.
Poi mamma prepara pasta fresca della casa.
Then moms prepare on top of the different appetizers. She will prepare basically a selection of homemade pasta in relation to what she feels doing in the morning. Gnocchi, stuffed gnocchi, ravioli, scialatielli, that is a local pasta with the zucchini, and etc.
No, it says Mama Pasta is no name. Mama Speciality. Mama Pasta is no name, no?
Okay.
E poi qui di secondo la specialità della casa è la carne sulla brace.
And then the second course that it's very typical here alla tagliata is the meat.
Meat
we have all kinds of meat of starting from lambs to go to the Fiorentina steak, sausage, chicken, whatever actually we grow and it's fresh of the day. And of course what is typical, it's the salad from our garden and the fried potatoes that are grown in our garden once again, because Peppino was saying he wants to stress that everything that you eat alla tagliata is grown in our garden. Okay?
So let me just walk through kind of the experience we just had here. We came up and I met my friend Giovanni and he picked us up down in Positano a little bit further down and we drove up the hill and it's actually not very far to get here. So if you can't get a hold of Giovanni, which I highly recommend, maybe take a cab or
you
have a shuttle.
Yes.
So La Tagliata has a shuttle, so they can arrange it. And how do they get the shuttle to come and pick them up from the hotel?
Sì, loro chiamano me, gli alberghi telefonano me, noi mandiamo la macchina free shuttle.
Beautiful.
So per i nostri clienti.
What would happen? You go to the, let's say you're staying at a hotel. All you have to do is simply let them know that you want to come to La Tagliata.
Ask at the front desk.
Yeah, and the front desk, it will call ahead and arrange for La Tagliata to send down their free shuttle to come and pick you up, take you to the restaurant, and then return you back to the hotel after. And I can't stress enough, this is something that you should without a doubt do. No questions asked. So I'm not even going to give you the number because you don't need the number, just know La Tagliata, and then the hotel would know the number to call. So you sit down, and we sat down. It was wonderful. I mean,
by the way, they are on Facebook and they are on Facebook.
Perfect.
Don, you can find the pictures of Peppino, but Peppino knows a little of the computer. Okay, so don't expect that he's going to answer your person. That's going to be his assistant that is going to answer all the questions on the messenger. I said. You come in, and Peppino is going to take care of you. You know, of all the wishes you have.
Definitely.
And then, by the way, if you need the number, Anthony, the number is 089.
Yeah.
875.
Perfect.
872.
And then, so what I'll do, everyone, on the How to Tour Italy website, I will put a link to the Facebook page, because I don't have it yet, but I'll become friends with La Tagliata on Facebook so that you can find them through my website at howtotouritaly.com. And more importantly, I'll put the phone number as well and a picture of Peppino, because it's important to know who you're coming to look for. And then is there a website also or no?
They do have a website. Their website is www.latagliata, that is spelled LATAGLIATA.com.
Perfect. Just to refresh, it's www.latagliata.com. And again, all those links will be on the website, so don't worry about how to find everything. But the best part is you sit down at the restaurant and then they bring over an array of appetizers. I mean, wonderful beans made with tomatoes and sauces and mozzarella, buffalo mozzarella, not just mozzarella that you find in the States, but the real deal buffalo mozzarella that's like perfectly, like mildly salty and just nice and it tastes beautiful. And more importantly, the ricotta is fresh and everything is just amazing from start to finish. And then they have a plate of like prosciutto that they bring over with like a little bit of a spicy salami, and I can go on and on and on about how delicious it was. And then after that, we talked about it a little bit, but the array of pastas that they have, everything is handmade here. So they bring in like a nice platter. So my recommendation to you, and I'm sure that they'll accommodate, is just to say, you know, che cosa ci consiglio, Peppino, piatte, and they'll bring something nice. Please.
Peppino, noi Peppino consiglia per i nostri clienti. Peppino fa provare le specialità della casa. You okay, my friend?
So that means just ask Pepino and he'll provide the specials of the house?
Basically, what Pepino is trying to say that how they like to do it, as even as Italians will do it when we come here to eat, is that they do a tasting menu, okay? It's not written really on a piece of paper. That's what I was trying to explain to everybody earlier. So it's what is fresh of the day. It's going to give you a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, it's going to give you a mixture of appetizers. And Anthony, you have seen earlier, we had like 7 plates of appetizers. Then is going to come by, and after this, with 3 or 4 different homemade pasta, depending what the mother did fresh of the day. Then after that, they're going to serve, if you can do it, some meat. Then cake, limoncello, of course, the wine and water is included, and make sure they're saying to have a drink with Pepino, otherwise he's going to be offended. Then after that, you're going to be you're going to pay a fixed amount of money. It's if you do the tasting menu.
Yeah, that is the way to go.
More or less, it's about 35 euros each. That's what you will pay per person.
It's worth every penny of that.
But all inclusive, okay?
It's all inclusive. And then the specialty here, they mentioned before, is also the meat and the second course, so carne. And what's wonderful about that is you get a wonderful plate, and they bring nice, fresh lemons here from the region, Amalfi Coast. And don't be afraid, squeeze a little bit of lemon on the steak and on the chicken and on everything that you have, and it makes everything, forget about A1 sauce, everybody. It's bullshit, in the States. Yet the lemons here are amazing, and they make everything taste wonderful. So it's fantastic. And then I have to say, the dolce that came out, everything was delicious, but the one thing, ricotta con pere?
Si. Ricotta con pere.
It was ricotta cheese with fresh pear and made into a cake, so it's like in English a cheesecake, but it's with pear. Was delicious. I mean, it was heaven sent. I don't know, and it's made every day and by hand from your mom. Yeah. And so you come and they bring you just a nice plate, and then excuse me, what is the boop?
Babà.
In Italian, it's babà. Okay, but in English, it would be like Ram Baba. Pepino, you should tell them how it is in Italian.
That's babà, non English, babà. Punto.
Punto. It's very good. So what it is? It's like a little pastry, and I'm not gonna. It's not deep fried though.
No,
it's not deep fried. It's cooked in the oven.
It's cooked in the oven, and it's like very light. It looks like it's very dense, but it's very very light. And it's soaked in rum a little bit. It's got a wonderful flavor.
They make this pasta that, to be honest, I won't be able to explain unless we go and ask you the mother. But it's made in little stamps. So they put a little put some stuff in the stamp. Mm-hmm. And then you will grow outside some of it. That's why of that type of head. Then you have all these things. These little cakes are hard. Then you prepare, little juice of rum and some water or something else with it, and basically you just take this little cake and really dip in this bowl, and then you put it on the plate. That's the way it is.
Yeah, and it's delicious. I mean, everything was good. And then pizza dolce, which is torta della mamma.
Grandmother.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Nonna.
Torta della nonna or pizza dolce, as they say it in Naples.
Peppino Danisetti. Pizza roche, napoletano, pizza roche, no grandmother cake, pizza roche.
By the way, Peppino is saying, Anthony, you don't know, but on, I can't say that word, I'm sorry, but I have my limitations with English. On Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Wednesday. On Tuesday night, they have every night, they have live music. So, I mean...
Tarantella, they have a tarantella in typical music napoletana. Only tradizionale, solo musica tradizionale.
That's so,
just music of our background, traditional music. Of course, the singer have to say, as a witness of the fact, the witness is, the singer is very good.
That's wonderful.
She's great in singing Napola music, but also she does a little of English music and so on. So this place on these nights, it turns wild. Okay, I'm telling you, it jumps. There are people standing on the chairs and on the table with napkins on the head. It's insane.
I love it. And this is on Tuesday. Yeah.
This is on Tuesday night, and it's honestly a great night if you want to do something different.
That's great. And the limoncello too, by the way. We just had some limoncello. It's delicious, and we're gonna enjoy some on the air together right now, which is fantastic. And I can't say enough about how is that good for you? Yeah. I can't say enough about how wonderful the food here and the company is and Peppino, and thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I'm going to do some limoncello, and we're going to continue the interview in a second.
Anthony, you should say salute.
Salute. And when you come in, there are pictures on the wall, and Giovanni explained to me that the Prime Minister of Germany came to eat here, and as a result of how wonderful the meal was, invited the family back to Germany to be his guest in Germany. So just to give you an idea how wonderful that is.
How for today, it's actually the ex-Prime Minister, Schröder. Excuse the pronunciation, but yes, that was the ex-Prime Minister of Germany. And he stayed in Positano in a little, it's like a little bed and breakfast, it's called the La Fenicia, the Phoenix. And he started to come here one night, and then the second night, and then the third night. And then they ended up to stay here 7 nights in a row, and they became friend with Luigi, the father of Pepe, the chef. And they became friends, and he invited them over. So you have the picture on the wall of, you know, of his pickup at the airport all the way until the house in the public, functions, you know, together with it.
Yeah.
And as I was telling you, you know, Luigi normally is used to have, look how natural he is in the picture with the cooking dresses on, okay? And how he was not comfortable with the jacket and tie on. He's a nice guy. These are, honestly, this family, they are working people. They work hard and they deliver a great.
Well, it shows. I mean, I have to say that, like I said before, this was the single best meal I've ever had in Italy, anywhere I've been in Italy, without exception. So, prego. And you'll be treated so well when you come. The food is, like I said, the best I've ever had. So make sure when you come to Positano, you come here and arrange to come up, and it's wonderful to meet Beppe, and it's just the food is delicious. The company is going to come on Tuesday to do a little dancing a bit. And the limoncello... Ha fatto un casa?
Sì, certo. Mamma, sì. Mamma, limoncello della mamma. Se no Peppino non beve limoncello.
Again, of course, limoncello is homemade here as well.
And Peppino was saying actually that because it's made from my mom, otherwise I won't drink it.
That's the best. And the name of the restaurant is La Tagliata, and again, it'll be on howtotouritaly.com. Access to their Facebook page, to their website, the phone number, and you can arrange a ride right from your hotel to get up here to enjoy the evening. This is wonderful, and so I do want to say thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, this has made the How to Tour Italy project worth every minute of ever. I mean, I'm rambling because I love it so much. So thank you so much.
È stato un piacere. Io volevo ringraziare te. L'onore è stato mio per farle assaggiare le nostre cose. E grazie di tutto.
Grazie.
Peppino is saying, Anthony, thank you for being here. It was my honor to be on this interview, and it was a pleasure to let you taste what we do.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Grazie for being here, and we hope to see you soon.
Oh, wonderful. So everybody, make sure you come. It was wonderful, and I am over, and now I'm going to enjoy some limoncello with my friends here and enjoy the wonderful sun of Positano in the afternoon. So for that, ciao. Thank you so much for listening to the How to Tour Italy radio show and being a part of the How to Tour Italy project. Remember, feed your soul, and alla tagliata, I mean that literally. Ciao.
Dreaming of renting a villa in Italy? Papavero Villa Rentals, your Italy experts, will make that dream come true. We specialize in Italy 100% of the time. It's our passion, and we love what we do. We're experts on travel to Italy, and we're here to help you plan the perfect trip. From the Italian Alps to the beaches of Sicily, we personally select each property to assure your comfort. We travel to Italy multiple times a year to inspect and revisit each property to assure your physical comfort as well. We thump the pillows, check the water pressure, and sleep in the beds. We know each property intimately and are happy to help you choose the one that best suits your desires. And we don't stop there. Our frequent trips to Italy enable us to arrange day tours and services, all pre-approved by us so you can book with confidence. No matter what your dream may be, a stunning villa with staff on Lake Como, a country cottage in Tuscany, a chic apartment in Rome, or anything in between, trust your dream to Papavero Villa Rentals. Call us toll-free at 1-866-737-0000. That's 1-866-737-0000. Or visit us online at papaverorentals.com.